original pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial. How's it come
to this? This is the A-Noise Daily Roundup. A-Noise is the web stream covering the protests around the Republican National Convention in New York City. I'm Kat Aaron with Rise Up Radio from the New York Indie Media Convergence Space.
New York City's Independent Media Center set up a convergence site to handle the flow of information to the public about what was happening at the protests outside the Republican National Convention.
An estimated 500,000 people took to the streets of New York City Sunday in a massive protest against the Bush administration. The march, organized by United for Peace and Justice, began and ended at Union Square in Lower Manhattan. Jesse Jackson spoke at the march's kickoff.
We're not better off economically. We're less secure emotionally, and yet we're resilient. We fight back.
Let nothing break our spirits. End the war in Iraq, and come November, vote with a passion. Forward by hope, never backwards by fear. Keep hope alive.
The march was largely peaceful, with many people bringing their children to the permitted demonstration. Energy in the street was high, as Andrew from KBOO Radio reported from Union Square.
Today has stepped off a little early. It's about 20 to noon, and it's kind of controlled mayhem. No confrontation, but it's just really, really crowded. Spirits are very, very high, and I am not sure the last time I've seen a crowd this size.
The marchers passed by the Madison Square Garden Convention Center on their route. A-Noise was taking calls via cell phone from the streets.
The march is full strength and moving up here. The street is absolutely packed. Opposite the street from me is Macy's, and there is basically like a large television screen, which the marchers have full view of, and they're airing Fox News live. And it's great. Every once in a while, George Bush will come up on that screen, and the entire street fills with booze. It's pretty fun.
Among the celebrity attendees at today's march were Michael Moore and Jesse Jackson, who both joined arms with United for Peace and Justice's Leslie Kagan in front of Madison Square Garden, where Republican delegates will converge tomorrow. But not all the stars were treated well by New York's Boys in Blue. A-Noise spoke with filmmaker Josh Bennett.
We've been shooting this film, This Revolution, directed by Stephen Marshall, for the past 2 weeks in New York. We've had all the proper permits and licenses. The city was aware of our shoot. They were aware we'd be shooting out in the protest. Two of our actors were arrested for wearing masks in public, despite the fact that we had permits which allowed us to shoot. We had Rosario Dawson, who is a major film star, arrested. Our actors were thrown on the back of the squad car without any notice as to why they were being arrested, and they were handcuffed and not given a reason, put in a truck, and only now are they telling us that wearing the mask was against New York code regulations for protest.
Like actress Rosario Dawson, many others were arrested at the demonstrations in what seemed like almost random arrests. People on bikes were particularly targeted, following Friday's enormous critical mass bike ride where over 230 people were arrested. A call into the A-Noise broadcast describes one such confrontation.
We were taking a ride together, a few hundred of us, obeying traffic laws, and at around Herald Square, a bunch of undercover detectives on scooters started swarming into the group of people on bikes and nudging their tires and hitting them with their bikes. The ride split up. A group of people went down 37th, and the DTs on the bikes tackled them, hit them with their bikes, jumped off the bikes, and violently apprehended a lot of them.
The National Lawyers Guild told A-Noise that they can confirm approximately 140 arrests Sunday for a total of about 430 people since the protests began on Friday evening. And that's some of the latest. The streets of New York were wild Tuesday on a major day of direct action. At least 900 people were arrested for a total of 1,460 arrests since the protests began Friday.
All week, A-Noise reported from New York City's indie media site on the protests largely ignored by the mainstream media.
From Ground Zero to Sotheby's on the Upper East Side, New York erupted today in a series of spontaneous acts of civil disobedience. Following two historic days of jubilant demonstrations, protesters transformed the streets into zones of resistance throughout the city. Christina Heatherton and Tariq Karula have a summary of the day's events.
At 3 p.m., the War Resisters League began a peaceful funeral march honoring all those who have died in the war. The march began at Ground Zero and was supposed to end at Madison Square Garden. Half a block into the march, police corralled participants, arresting over 200. By 7 o'clock, the remaining marchers joined nearly 1,000 protesters converging just south of the convention center. There, protesters performed a massive die-in.
Earlier in the day, demonstrators congregated at Union Square, a park on the Lower East Side of town. By 5 p.m., reportedly 1,000 protesters were moving north towards the convention center, met by intense police resistance. Peaceful participants were corralled by police. When the order to disperse came, protesters enclosed in nets were unable to move. Dozens were arrested. Bill O'Reilly of Fox News has a habit of telling his guests to shut up who present anti-Bush, anti-war, or anti-corporate opinions. The favored catchphrase has come to symbolize a larger silencing of independent voices by the corporate media. Today, groups such as Code Pink and the Ronald Reagan Home for the Criminally Insane decided to organize a protest to give it back to the network. Demonstrators stood outside of the Fox News Network studios chanting, shut up for hours. Many reported being struck and tossed violently by police while handcuffed. Secret, with Portland Indie Media, spoke with Medea Benjamin of Code Pink.
Well, I'm here to say that Fox News is one of the corporate media that has done the worst job in telling the real situation post 9/11, and that thanks to corporate news and the misinforming of the American people, we're in the situation that we're in today. And I think if we are going to get our democracy back in any way, it's going to be by fighting to have a media that really has to tell the truth, or else their access to the public airways get yanked. But I was also a victim of the police right now, right here, as I was following a colleague who was being arrested and asking why she was being arrested. I got handcuffed, thrown against paddy wagon, stuck inside, and taken where they questioned me about why I was here and what I was doing. So I think in addition to protesting what the media has been misinforming the public, we've also got to keep protesting against a government that is repressing our right to free speech.
Finally, the Woman and Man in Black bloc staged a protest at Sotheby's Auction House. Republicans had an exclusive celebration of Johnny Cash for the Tennessee delegates inside the famous auction house. The event was sponsored by the American Gas Association, a multinational corporation whose membership includes gas companies in Brazil, Korea, and France. Over 500 protesters convened in defense of the honor of the late singer, who they say, quote, sang for the poor, the imprisoned, and the oppressed.
And that's a summary of the events of Tuesday, August 31st in New York City.
And the protests continued throughout the week. Nearly 2,000 people were arrested overall, including some Chicagoans. Charles Shaw was there to work on a documentary film and to participate in some of the protests. He said that of the estimated 1,000 Chicagoans, about 15 were arrested. Shaw was arrested on Tuesday and spent most of his detention at the notorious Pier 57, dubbed Guantanamo on the Hudson. He was one of the last protesters released.
I was one of the last eight people dragged out of there.
How many hours did you spend in jail?
46.5, which is 22.5 hours past the time under New York law that you're supposed to see a judge.
During that time, were you allowed to make a phone call or to visit with a lawyer or any family members?
Yes, no, and no. Phone calls were provided to some people once we got to Center Street, which, again, was a good 30-some hours after we had been detained. And the only way that they allowed you to make a phone call is if your arresting officer was present. And most of the arresting officers had gone home. They had already done 12-hour shifts, 18-hour shifts. So they weren't around, so we couldn't make phone calls.
Did you get the sense or did you hear from any officials that you were being kept for a particular reason?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even the police who were walking around, I don't know whether they knew that they shouldn't have been saying it, but, you know, they'd say, you guys aren't getting out of here until after Bush talks. And, you know, considering that we've learned now that the pier was actually leased by the Republican National Committee, and they paid for it, and they paid for, you know, all the amenities that were put inside, and they knew all along that they were going to try to hold as many of us as possible until the end of the convention. And it's just abundantly clear if you take a look at it. There was so much spin on what was going on and so little coverage that most people just have no clue what happened. And I was there for 2 full weeks, and I would participate in every action during the day. I would witness it. I was filming a documentary, so I'd have footage of it. And the next morning in the papers, you would read 180 degrees different. You would read something that was completely one-sided that was talking about the police being savaged by thugs and all this stuff. And you know, the only violence that went down that week was the police on protesters. And that never got reported. There was a near riot on Monday night at the Poor People's March, and nobody covered it.
Giuseppe was there. Giuseppe, a former New Yorker, now lives in Chicago. He was arrested at the Poor People's March on Monday and witnessed how the police violently ended a peaceful march.
Suddenly, some riot police ran this zigzagged barricade through the crowd and straightened it, cutting the crowd into two parts. Then there had been about 30 or 40 unmarked scooters, police scooters with plainclothes cops, that had been at a lot of the events and a lot of the protests for the last few days. We had known that there were police because at some points they had pulled out their badges from underneath their shirts, and at other points they were simply colluding with the police too closely to be civilians or whatever. And they started running into the crowd. They actually drove into the crowd and hit myself and others that I know. And one actually ran over a young woman's foot and crushed her ankle, literally driving into a 25-deep crowd. So then the police that were in the riot line that had cut us off from the rest of the crowd started moving in, pushed us down, started beating us, and, you know, we were literally on top of each other. It was chaos. And I want to repeat, this was entirely unprovoked. There was absolutely no reason for us to expect this to happen.
Now, were these officers wearing badges that arrested you? Were you able to get any numbers of the badges?
Well, actually, during my arrest, among the things that happened was, when I was actually arrested, they were busy beating us, but pretty quickly, I was wearing my glasses, which, you know, I have a nice size prescription, I ain't gonna lie, and they hit them off my face, and at that point, I couldn't see, and I have not had my glasses since. I haven't been able to really see since.
Giuseppe and Charles Shaw faced court dates in October in New York City, and both took a financial hit by getting arrested. But Shaw says he was expecting it.
I feel sorry for the people that, you know, were just there to support. But I think that it's important that they got arrested, too. You know, the one guy from Wall Street who got scooped up, too, is going to affect more change than 100 of us activists screaming at the top of our lungs, because this guy, you know, is not of us. And, you know, he wears the suit and makes the money, and when they make noise, people listen.
We're coming to you from the trenches.